Mr. Yang, if you win the 2020 election, what would you say in your first call with Russian President Vladimir Putin?
Well, first I'd say I'm sorry I beat your guy. Or not sorry.
Not sorry.
And second, I would say the days of meddling in American elections are over, and we will take any undermining of our democratic processes as an act of hostility and aggression. The American people would back me on this. We know that they've found an underbelly and they've been clawing at it, and it's made it so that we can't even trust our own democracy. The third thing I would say is that we're going to live up to our international commitments. We're going to recommit to our partnerships and alliances, including NATO. And it was James Mattis that said that the more you invest in diplomats and diplomacy, the less you have to spend on ammunition. That has to be the path forward to help build an international consensus, not just against Russia, but also to build a coalition that will help us put pressure on China in terms of their treatment of their ethnic minorities and what's going on in Hong Kong. I want to propose a new world data organization, like a WTO for data, because right now, unfortunately, we're living in a world where data is the new oil and we don't have our arms around it. These are the ways that we'll actually get Russia to the table and make it so they have to join the international community and stop resisting appeals to the world order.